Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County. It's the Los Alamitos Winter Thoroughbred Meet with outstanding daytime racing through closing Sunday. 10 races are on tap with a special 12 p.m. first post. Sunday's closing card will be headed by the King Glorious for Calbred. And remember, with Sunday's closing day, we'll have mandatory payouts on all multi-race wagers. Join us for the closing day of the Los Alamitos Winter Meet. And when the sun goes down, the fun continues with live nighttime racing at Los Alamitos. Sunday's card will feature the running of the Los Alamitos 2 Million Futurity, California's richest race for quarter horses. Golden State Million winner Enforce is the fastest qualifier and will headline this outstanding field. Plus Grade 1 winners Political Twist and Jess I'm Worth It. The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues at Los Alamitos. 10 races are set for closing Sunday. First post is 12 noon. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681.
The thrill of the race is in the Vet, and nobody does betting like TwinSpires. With more tracks, more wagering options, and more ways to play, TwinSpires.com puts the action right in your hands. From win, place, and show to exactives and multi-win wagers, every bet is just a tap away. Fast, trusted, easy. That's TwinSpires.com. When it's time to vet the races, we've got your ticket. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448 86455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's race book has the answer.
Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marketry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Cobb. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragas and Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragas and Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jers, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us wherever you may be listening from. Closing day of the Los Alamitos Winter Meeting, early first post time today, 12 noon Pacific, and we save the best for last, the $100,000 King Gloria Stakes. That'll go as race number 10, this one at a flat mile for California bred or sired two-year-olds, and Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, the owner breeders of the 2-1 morning line favorite Can't Help Myself, who will be reunited with Hector Berrios for trainer John Sadler. That's the 10th and final today at Los Alamitos. Bob Baffert, very much in evidence yesterday, knocking down his ninth Los Alamitos Futurity win. When you factor in the six that he took at Hollywood Park, the old fall meet, when it was the Hollywood Futurity, obviously, 15 wins in that one stake. And it was litmus test under Juan Hernandez, odds on 3-5, came back $3.20, picked up 10 Kentucky Derby qualifying points in so doing. As for today, we can tell you due to extremely cold conditions, wet winter conditions at Aqueduct, their entire program has been canceled. Before we go to Jonathan Hardoon, I thought I would share this winter storm advisory that I found yesterday online. This issued for three states, Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio, issued late yesterday afternoon. Snow-covered roads are expected across Ohio, with travel disruptions likely this afternoon into the late evening. A winter storm brings 3 to 6 inches of snow to the Ohio Valley, and that includes Turfway Park. Bitterly cold temperatures will follow with sub-zero wind chills expected Sunday and Monday. Conditions should improve by Tuesday, with temperatures gradually rising throughout the week, then rain possible on Tuesday. Oh, my. At Santa Anita Weather, a factor this morning, the racing office issued an advisory at 7:54 this morning. Due to heavy fog, lack of visibility, no works allowed until further notice. Hopefully, maybe during the last break between 9 and 10, things will begin to clear up. But right now, the stopwatches are still. A guy who's always active joins us right now on behalf of the Raggers and She's, Jonathan Hardoon from Saratoga Springs. Hey, John, good morning. I hope you're warm.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hanging in. That's about all we can say. Heavy fog coming down here, down to 57. But, boy, when you factor in what conditions are like around the country, we got it easy here.
Yeah, I mean, what are they going to do, only let you work when it's sunny out? It's just ridiculous. They don't run in the rain. They don't work in the rain. They don't work over a sealed track, and then we're going to add fog to the menu of things you can't do when the weather's not 100%. But as far as New York's concerned, Aqueduct got slammed, Mike. They got about 4 or 5 inches, and it's still coming down, and there was no way they could have run today. They did the right thing. You know, years ago, obviously, they used to run in any kind of weather, but the way things are now, tracks for some reason look to cancel. But today was a legitimate case. I mean, they were right today. And the problem is getting to the track more than anything else, to be honest with you.
Exactly, yeah. And a programming note, despite the fact they're canceled at Aqueduct, and we fully anticipated it yesterday, Matthew DeSantis, on behalf of Naira Betts, will be joining us. He'll have a selection somewhere in North America. John, I don't want to get along any further without addressing briefly some of the things that went on at the annual racing symposium over there at the University of Arizona in Tucson. Boy, they've been doing this a lot of years. And Lonnie Powell, who now heads up the Florida Thoroughbred Breeders and Owners Association, they are in a court battle right now with Belinda Stronach and First Racing regarding decoupling, that is, separating revenues from the gaming operation that by law now help the purses out for horse racing at Gulfstream Park. Lonnie's part of a group. They've got a license, apparently, that they say could be viable, is going to be viable, if they can get the people to come along with them and build a new racetrack up near Ocala. The pull quote from Lonnie Powell at this Arizona symposium a few days back, quote, "Everyone needs to give up on the idea that you're going to force First Racing to continue live racing," end quote, Lonnie Powell. And maybe not so coincidentally, you know, Lonnie Powell, he used to be the general manager some years back when Frank Stronach first took over at Santa Anita. So a lot going on in our game. Also, Naira addressing further the CAW situation, and that is the computer-assisted wagering. And, John, you had some very poignant things to say on air yesterday with John Lindo and Bob Ike. You maintain that it ought to be a national policy, and, of course, we don't have a commissioner, that at 2 minutes to post, all of the CAW wagering should be cut off. But short of a national jurisdiction, somebody with their entity, with the real power, I think that's going to be impossible. But, John, I think you're right on.
Well, Michael, I think what they're doing is 100% illegal, and we're going to find out because there's a class action suit going on against all these.
You're saying this is really not paramutual. Paramutual wagering, by definition, is everybody's on equal footing, and we're not.
Well, isn't that what paramutual wagering is supposed to be?
And I thought so.
This is 100% not the case. I mean, people have an edge, which is not available to everybody. So to me, that's just not fair. And as far as building a track in Ocala, well, while it sounds like a great idea, it could never work out. Ocala's so far away from everything. I don't see how they're going to build a track there. They either she has to sell Gulfstream or they have to find someone that's going to buy Hialeah, because those are really the only two viable solutions, in my opinion. I don't know if they're going to just start building a track now in the middle of nowhere, because basically, to be honest with you, that's where Ocala is in Florida. It's hours away from everything. How are you going to get people to come out to the track there? I just don't see it working. You have two racetracks there. Give it to people that want to run the racing business.
Two racetracks in South Florida is what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, you have Hialeah and you have Gulfstream, and they just redid Gulfstream. You know, I don't know. It makes no sense to me. And obviously, she doesn't want to be in the horse racing business. That's fine. Give it up. Sell it to people that want to be in the business.
Well, knock wood, maybe that could happen. We continue to hear, seriously, we continue to hear things, but, you know, until it's a done deal. And back to Ocala, that is a different climate up there. Summertime, to me, it would have to be night racing. If you're going to have summer dates, running in the daytime, John, I just don't know. I mean, it's hot.
That's right. It just doesn't make sense. I'm telling you, it sounds like a great idea. Well, we got a group together and a license and all that, but it doesn't make sense. You know, it has to make sense and it has to work. Just open a racetrack and then close it three or 4 years later. What's the point? Do something that's going to last and make the game stronger.
Yeah. Well, John, back to the CAW. I will say this. I readily acknowledge, I've said this many times, that without that money right now, the business plan that we've embraced, that we're in, without that money, our game collapses. There's got to be a way. I mean, your two-minute idea, I think, makes a lot of sense. I don't know how many whales that would run off. I don't know. There's a great deal of uncertainty here in my mind, John.
Mike, wasn't the game live and surviving for years and years and years until they came up with CAW? All of a sudden, now they have CAW and the game can't exist without it? That just doesn't make any sense. They just got greedy and saw how much money they were making, so they don't want to give up CAW. That's the truth. Tell the truth. Don't say the game can't survive. The game survived for years without CAW. CAW just didn't happen. It's, you know, whether it be 7, 8 years ago, whatever it was. But all those years before we had CAW, the game survived fine. And if anything, the game was better than it is today.
Yeah. Hey, John, you mentioned, we don't have too much time, but you mentioned this class action suit. Are you in contact with Dave Portnoy? Dave Portnoy, I think he's heading this up.
No, he's not heading it up. There's another group. No, I'm not. I wish I was involved with him, because, listen, he only has a forum with 4 million followers. So obviously he has a voice in the game. And when you scare guys like that away from gambling, and he gambles with seven hands, you know, it can't be good for the game. You're chasing away the biggest players. And again, I say it all the time, Mike, they're short-sighted. It's good for handle in the short run, but in the long run, they're destroying the game.
Back to X's and O's. I know you saw the Los Al Futurity yesterday. Bob Baffert runs 1-2-3, litmus test, blacksmith, provenance, 1-2-3, his ninth Los Al Futurity win, 16th overall, or make it, 15th. How good is litmus test? What do you think?
He's good, Mike. He's improving off the figures. He's getting better with each start. Listen, it's Baffert. You know, the field obviously was a short field, and he had three of the horses in the race. But take nothing away from him. The horse ran terrific, and Baffert owns the race. He owns the race.
Yes, he does.
Call it the Bob Baffert Futurity and get it over with quickly.
Why wait till he dies, right? Let's just rename
it
now.
Exactly. Let's do it whilst no one's alive. He'll enjoy it.
All right. John, Aqueduct's off the table today for radio and everything else. Where do you want to go for your hour one selection?
We're going to go to Gulfstream. By the way, just a little programming note. Aqueduct now is closed till opening day of Santa Anita, the day after Christmas. Same thing for Aqueduct.
Okay.
So there'll be no racing here for the next couple of weeks.
Okay. I'm glad you brought that up, John, because we're bringing down the curtain. It's not like it's a steel curtain in the words of Winston Churchill, but we're bringing down the curtain on Thoroughbred LA until opening weekend at Santa Anita. We will not be on air next weekend. John Lindo and Bob Ike will be here. We enter this coming Friday for opening day, the day after Christmas. They're going to preview the opening day card this coming Saturday. But I'm taking an Olay, John, and you, along with everybody else, we'll just kind of kick back a week from today. We will not be on air. Just want to get that out there.
Well, we love doing the show, Mike, but we also love an occasional weekend off or day off anyway. So why not? You work hard enough, you're entitled to
All right, the ball's on the tee. Anyway, let's make some money. Let's go.
All right, so they had a lot of rain at Gulfstream early this morning, so all the races are on all the turf races are off the turf and will now be run on Tapeta. Let's look at the ninth race today, Mike. It's a mile on the main track, one turn, and I like the number five horse in here, Swashbuckle, a seven-year-old gelding from the Javier Negreta barn. Rider switched today to Edgar Perez. This horse loves the mile, one turn at Gulfstream. His last two times he ran this distance, he won. He's listed at a ridiculous 10-1 on the morning line. Number five, Swashbuckle, upsets and wins today's ninth race out at Gulfstream Park.
And that will be the ninth and final, 4:17 Eastern. And, John, give us the coordinates on the website and what you're doing now in this kind of run-up. We're going to have some tracks idle like Aqueduct. We take a break from live racing here in Southern California after today to opening day at Santa Anita, although the quarter horses will be running next Saturday and Sunday at Los Alba. What's up at JONHARDOON.com?
Okay, so today we have Gulfstream, we have Oakland, and we have Los Al selections. Three best plays, $10. Full card, $25. While Aqueduct and Santa Anita are closed, obviously we will be doing Oakland, Gulfstream, and a third track every day, either Tampa or Fairgrounds. Just check the website, and there should be three tracks up there every racing day.
And, John, I'll say this. You mentioned Oakland, and Matt Dinnerman, one of the bright young talents in the game, he's the voice of Oakland. I understand you can't get a stall over there. The request for stalls, I mean, was over a third more than their capacity coming into this meet, and they take January off. So I guess guys just ship down to New Orleans and so on during that interim period, but they have got a ton of interest in that Oakland program.
It's amazing how that program has really grown over the last couple. You have trainers shipping in from all over the world, basically. I mean, listen, they're missing a turf course. So that's their only crinks in the armor, as they say. But imagine if they had a turf course. They might as well close Gulfstream if they had a turf course, because every big outfit is going there. Peter Miller's already been there a few days. He's had a couple of winners.
Yeah.
You're getting trainers coming from all over, Mike, and jockeys as well. So, you know, that's really where people are spending their winter meet for the most part. To be honest with you, the product at Gulfstream has been horrible. They give you three $6,000 claiming races a day, and they're calling this their championship meet. And you mix that in with four Tapeta races. Well, I'm sure, listen, plenty of people are complaining, but you got to deal with what it is. And Gulfstream's certainly not the same championship it used to be.
Okay, John, thank you so much. We'll catch you on the back end of the show, bring you out here to Los Alamitos closing day. Thanks so much, John.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
You as well. Right now, a real pleasure to welcome aboard great supporter of the show, great supporter of our game day and night, Pete Perella, along with his wife Evelyn. He owns Legacy Ranch up in Clemens, California, near Sacramento. Hey, Pete, good morning. How's it going?
Good, Mike. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah,
you did a great job.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Before we talk about the video project with Andy Garcia, the all-access thing, I got to ask you, you got two horses in today. You got a first-time starter with Craig Lewis by Clubhouse Ride in the seventh race, stage run. It's a maiden 50, so I'm not going to badger you on that. You know, there's a claiming tag involved. But you got the morning line favorite in the $100,000 King Glorious. Can't help myself with Hector Berrios, John Sadler. You've been in this game over 50 years. Do you still get some butterflies on a morning like this, Pete?
Oh, we're excited. You know, it's a homebred. You know, Terry and I picked out the stallion, and we had the mare, and you know, it's something. It's like watching your kid, you know, in the bottom of the ninth, bases loaded, and hitting the home run, you know. So we just hope the horse runs good today, and I think he will. I think he gets the distance, you know. So we're excited, you know. Just, you know, we'll see what happens. And 2-year-old, we got all of next year. So as long as they're sound, I get excited about it, to be honest with you, Mike. I mean, that's all I don't golf. I don't have boats. I don't have planes. All I have are four-legged animals, and that's what I've done for, 50, 60 years. But I just absolutely love it.
I know you do. And a big plus for you today, you're not looking at a horse named Ocean Bear. Last time out in that Golden State Juvenile on Breeders' Cup Day 1, you were 7 wide, I thought. Turning for home, you were last coming past the 3/8 pole. But Ocean Bear, according to George Papapodromo, he worked, Georgie said, a little bit too quick, I believe, last Saturday or Sunday at Santa Anita. So he's passing on the King Glorious. You got to have a huge chance here stretching out first time, and I know you like the fact you got Hector back.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we think we're live here, and we just got to, like anything else, you got to do it. You got to show up and do it. So hopefully we get the distance, and hopefully we're having a nice a party after the 10th race.
And you got Terry Knight down here as well. So, man, I'm hoping you guys have some fun today in the 10th and final, the King Glorious. Now let's talk about the farm. The stallion roster, to me, you guys are clearly on the lead here in California, Pete. And I know you're excited, obviously about Forbidden Kingdom, Impeccable Pedigree. He's by a Triple Crown winner, American Pharoah. He is a Kentucky stallion for California. But along with that, the venerable Clubhouse Ride, Om, who's already a multiple stakes producer, and Tamarando, a new arrival for Mr. and Mrs. Williams. You guys, the phone, I know, has to be ringing there at Legacy.
Yeah, we think we'll probably be somewhere around 100. We'll do 100 breedings this year with all, including all the horses. So it's been really it's been good. We're very blessed to have these stallions. But like what's so important is the staff. I wouldn't be here if I didn't have the support of my wife, Ev. She's 35 years and she's never waffled. In fact, I'll tell you a quick story if you got a second.
Oh yeah.
This is really great. The only reason that we have Forbidden Kingdom is because of my wife. Richard Mandela was training the horse, and he said, hey, you guys ought to look at this stallion for California. I think he'd be great. So anyway, Terry and I talked, and we thought, well, okay, we'll take a shot. I was sitting there in the video sale, and I had Mike Machowski on the phone, and it just by chance we had to go somewhere. So my wife Ev's on the phone, in the car with me. So we're bidding on this horse. We started 80,000. Quick story, we're at 290 now, and I told Mike, I'm done. He said that they just went to 300. So I said, no, I'm out, Mike. And my wife says, Mike, go for 310. And so I mean, she was out of the clear blue. Said, so Mike, put us in for 310, and he did, and then we got the horse. And I said to her, I said, well, what are you doing? Why 3? She said, hey, we need a stallion. I said, if the horse is worth 300, it's got to be worth 310. He said, don't be so tight. Open it up a little bit. So anyway, that's a story, and that's a true story, and that's the reason we have Forbidden Kingdom today. But American Pharoah, I'm an American Pharoah guy. I think Baffert did a wonderful job with that horse. So we think we're privileged to have that. He's a gorgeous looking specimen, and so we just have to wait and see what happens. So hopefully we get some nice. Let's see, January, February, March, we'll have some babies on the ground, and
nice.
Hopefully we'll have some good reports to do.
I will tell you this, Pete. In my life, I've never been around a horse like American Pharoah. I remember we brought him back to Santa Anita after he knocked down the Triple Crown, and had a police escort from Ontario into Santa Anita. It was a big deal. The Angels were there with some players and everything else. And this horse, he's American Pharoah is like a pet you would have at home in the house, the backyard. Nothing rattled him, Pete. Absolutely amazing animal. I've never seen anything like it, and I know Bob Baffert would say the same thing. And Forbidden Kingdom, he's by American Pharoah, and here's hoping that American Pharoah is going to be a sire of sires. I think you got a hell of a chance.
I hope so.
Yeah.
We got a lot of money tied up in it. That's all I can tell you. We got a lot of babies and a lot of stuff.
I know.
So it's just a gamble. So we'll see what happens.
It is. Hey, Pete, you're a big picture guy as well, and that's what got you interested in Andy Garcia and this all-access video. You're trying to let people know, the lay public, about our great game, and you're using Legacy Ranch as a foundation. Talk about the video and when it's supposed to be coming out.
Well, actually, what happened, Mike, the all-access people called and wanted to do a documentary on horse racing in California, what does it take to get a horse, you know, to the racetrack, and asked us if we would be interested in having them come up and film it at the ranch. And we talked about it and actually reached out to Del Mar, reached out to Santa Anita, talked to Doug Burge. Everybody was in favor of it. So that's what we did.
Right.
They came up and all three of those people were there. They all interviewed Josh and they interviewed Nate and Doug Burge. They all did a great job. And they did a lot of videos, racetrack, vet work, all that kind of stuff. So it's supposed to air starting tomorrow. Sometime tomorrow, it's going to go to it's on public television. I don't have any times yet, but it's going to go to 170 television stations, and they're going to air it through the whole 2026 year.
Super.
I think Del Mar, I think Santa Anita's going to put it on their video at the racetrack.
Yeah.
And I think Del Mar's going to do the same thing. I don't know whether FanDuel will be able to. It's a six and a half minutes, so I don't know what FanDuel, if they're going to show it or not, if they can.
Yeah, you had mentioned Fox News Business. Is there something going on with them?
Yeah, they did a segment last week to promote this, and saying that this will be coming out on their public television network.
Well, I mean, that this is really, really important. I can't wait to see it, and I can't wait to get up to your farm. I've got my last McCann's Mojave mare up there, and according to Terry, she's settled in. It's getting exciting, and I am a long way away, Pete. And I've been in this game on a very small level for decades, as you know, and I'm looking forward to this, having a couple friends jumping in with me. Folks,
it gives you something to think about every day. It's something to look forward to every morning. So every day that goes by, your offspring is getting a little older, a little older. Next thing you know, you're at the racetrack. So
I know. And at this point in my life, Pete, you may have heard, I need positive things to look forward to.
Yeah,
believe
absolutely.
Me.
We all do. We all do.
Any...
Hey, by the way, real quick, I know you're short on time, but, you know, we just to tell you what we're doing in the game, we've been approached by a couple of veterinarians, Kim Kuhlman and Ken Allison, and we're in the process of trying to put in a veterinary clinic at the ranch. So
a surgery center, right?
Surgery center for
yeah.
them to do all kinds of chips and whatever. So if that happens, we would probably be a full service facility with the racetrack and the hospital. So we're excited about that. Hopefully, we're in the process of doing it. We've got the architect working on it. So hopefully, you know, in the next 2 or 3 months, we hopefully have it up and running. So.
And again, Pete, we continue to hear rumors about potentially positive developments. And you're all in. I'm all in. We're hoping for the best. I would say any owners or breeders listening, if you want to give Terry Knight a call, get your mares up there to Legacy Ranch. Give Terry a call at 510-928-4980. And, Pete, I'm looking forward to seeing you over at Los Alamitos this afternoon.
Yeah, I'll be there. I appreciate your time, Mike. God bless, and have a very safe and happy holiday season.
You as well. And, listen, the handle at the Derby Room should be up a little bit today. We understand Bob Icke is going to be in attendance, Pete.
Well, he's a great supporter of the Derby Room, and it's a wonderful, wonderful facility, and I'm just glad to be a part of it. They do a really nice job there, so it's glad to be able to put that together.
Pete, thanks for all your support. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you and Ev. We'll see you at the races. We're late on the break here, Chris. Got to take it. This is Thoroughbred LA.
She's so close now. This girl is half his age.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Om and Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com. Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Kimo's Primos is as steak grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Los Angeles. My thanks to Chris Monreal inside for making things happen here at the Big A this morning. Listen, folks, if you're a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, you need to know about the Data Eel. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. The Data Eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use Data Eel to enhance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The Data Eel algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Go to DataEel.com, that's DataEel.com, or HorseRacingSimple.com. Right now we go to Carlsbad, say hello to John Lindo. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Michael. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Closing day at Los Alamitos. You just heard Pete Perella, just such a great supporter of the game here in California. And I want to again point out, you've been talking about it on Saturday mornings, this new California bred allowance condition that will be going into effect the day after Christmas. That, along with the consolidation, the purses appear to be moving in the right direction, but tell us about this new incentive.
What it does, right now as it stands with the cowbred, you can win the cowbred condition once on the dirt and once on the turf. So you can win it twice. Well, starting December 26th, you can win that same condition twice like we are right now, but you can do it on the same surface as long as it's different distances. So if you have a cowbred that specializes in dirt, you can win a dirt sprint and a dirt route, both cowbred allowance races. And then the same thing with the grass. You have a turf horse, you can win a turf sprint and a turf route. So you don't have to switch surfaces to win the cowbred condition twice. You just have to do it at a different distance. It gives you a little bit more versatility and more ways to take advantage of the California breeding program.
Exactly. And, I mean, that's very, very welcome news indeed, John. I know you're looking forward to previewing the opening day at Santa Anita next Saturday on air at Thoroughbred LA from 9 to 10.
Right. Entries will be drawn for the opening day this coming Friday, so we'll have the entries for next Saturday's show, and we'll talk a lot about what's going to happen. You've got the six stakes races scheduled, three grade ones, including the Malibu and La Brea. And, you know, just the idiosyncrasies as we go back to Santa Anita, different angles that the handicappers like and what we expect to see. And, you know, the day after Christmas is always special. That's kind of been a traditional, the horse racing new year. That's when we get going again. So I'm looking forward to that.
Likewise. Hey, I heard from Steve Johnson again yesterday. John, he says the National Finals Rodeo is over. Rooms are available in the run-up to the holidays. It is a great time to go to Las Vegas. Give Steve Johnson a call in the race book there at the South Point, toll-free, 866-780-7223 or 780-RACE. And Steve says he's going to throw another dart, and he is advising to take the Ravens -3 today. Also, a couple of line updates. He says Philip Rivers not getting much respect from the punters. The Seahawks opened at -11.5 at home against Indianapolis. They're now, as of yesterday afternoon, -14, and the Chiefs are more heavily favored to get it done against the Chargers in Kansas City. The Chiefs opened up at 4.5. They're now 5.5. So obviously a lot on the line here as we look at the playoffs straight ahead.
Philip Rivers, coming off a four-year layoff, has to face one of the best defenses in the NFL, the Seattle Seahawks.
In Seattle,
yeah. What could go wrong, right?
Right.
I just hope he gets through it okay. He's got 10 kids. Let's hope he makes it through safely. And he is a gamer. I'll give him that.
He is that. Never been a mobile guy. Never a question on his toughness. He will get tested on all fronts today. They're not going to be taking out any mercy on a senior citizen. You can bet on that. But it'll make for some good television, you would think. If they can avoid being blown out early on, they'll hold the audience. Hey, John, the Lindo Report available free of charge. Anybody that goes to the South Point, and I know you're excited about this closing day card at Los Alamitos.
Yeah, we got the 12 noon post, mandatory payouts on all pools, so that pick six is in play today. It's a handicapping contest, which I like. And, you know, we finish it off with the King Glorious Stakes for the Cowboys at the end. So it's a good sequence. I'm looking forward to it. And we got to support Dr. Allred, all the things he's done for the thoroughbred industry. When the Hollywood Park closed, he expanded his track. He built extra stalls to house those horses. He gave us a place to run. He doesn't always get the best racing dates, but you never hear him complain. He does his thing. We need to support this man, and I go to the windows every day for Los Al because of that.
I mean, look at what he means to our game right now. Where would we be without Los Al, without the offside stabling? And look at the stakes winners that have started out at Los Alamitos, not just for Bob Baffert, but for a lot of other people. Think of California Chrome, you know, Art Sherman. Phil D'Amato's got a contingent down there. It's just a great place to train and race top-caliber thoroughbreds.
Well, journalism won the Los Alamitos Fraternity last year. He had a pretty good year this year, too.
Michael McCarthy, yeah. Well, who's your best bet on closing day?
Let's go to the ninth race today at Los Alamitos. In the ninth race, number six, Old Timer, debuted under the lights. Missed the break, finished up well, galloped out in front. That was 1,000 yards. He doesn't look like one of those, you know, half-mile sprinters under the lights. He looks more like a horse that'll fit in the daytime. He gets 5.5 today, a little bit better break. I think there'll be more tactical speed. 5-1 on the program. I look for an improved effort. Number five, Old Timer, race number 9 at Los Alamitos.
Okay, and I know your contributors were hot on air yesterday as well, John. Hopefully we carry that into closing day at Los Al.
The handicappers have done a terrific job on Thoroughbred LA. I'll stand by our guys every week. They're accountable. And best thing of all, Mike, they go to the windows, too. So if they didn't win, on air, they didn't win at the windows either.
No question. Thanks, John. All the best. Merry Christmas.
All right. Good luck today.
Appreciate it. Let's get down. Catella, say to Orlando Gutierrez, who was there late last night, the champion of champions. It was taken in an upset by FDD Dreams. Orlando, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well. Now, the owners of FDD Dreams, they're going to try and follow up. This was a New Mexico-based horse. It's La Feliz Montaña Ranch. They're going to try and become the first ever to win the Champion of Champions and follow that up in the Los Alamitos 2 Million Futurity tonight.
It's been done once before, but it's super, super rare to do that. FDD Dreams, of course, winning the Champion of Champions last night. He did do something special. He had a double that had not been done since 1984 when the great Dashes Dream won the All-American Derby, then came out to Los Alamitos and won the Champion of Champions for Mike Robbins. Danny Cardoza called him the fastest horse he ever rode. Well, FDD Dreams, another horse with dreaming as part of his name, got the job done in a tremendous race. Jericho, as usual, was flying late from the outside post. Jericho was 10th at the start and just finished a nose behind FDD Dreams. But FDD Dreams, the All-American Derby winner, now the Champion of Champions winner. He is now firmly positioned to become the AQHA World Champion after going over $2 million in his career with this victory. And he's going to be a horse that we'll likely see. He's a gelding, so we'll likely see him back next year to defend that title, Mike.
Exactly. And, hey, Orlando, we want to be forthright here this morning. You were in contact with Kevin Modesty of the Southern California News Group, and he had the information in his story, a very unfortunate incident after the finish of last night's $700,000 Champion of Champions.
Yeah, Mike, Stanley Cartel, a multiple Grade 1 winner with a tremendous record at Los Alamitos. He was dueling for the lead in the, at the midway point of the race. After the wire, he did fall, was immediately attended to by the on-site veterinarian, transported back to the barn area in an equine ambulance. And I told Kevin Modesty later that night that he had been, due to the severity of the injury, Stanley Cartel had been humanely euthanized. Mm. Jockey Juan Pulido did walk away from the fall after a medical evaluation. And any other details from Stanley Cartel's injury will be made available once they are official, Mike.
Such a shame. He had come off two consecutive Grade 1 wins at Los Alamitos and was 9-for-11 lifetime. Orlando, let's talk tonight. You've got eight of them. The Los Alamitos 2 million is the eighth and final. You get underway at 5:30 p.m.
Yeah, Mike, and the number seven, Political Twist, owned by La Feliz Montaña and Ray Willis. Like you mentioned, Mike, it's rare, so rare that a one single owner can come back night after
winning
the Champion of Champions and then take the 2 million futurity. But Political Twist, 2-to-1 favorite on Ed Burghardt's morning line, and he is such after posting a 2-length victory in his trial from this same exact post. Same connections, Luis Martinez, the jockey, Xavier Rodriguez, the trainer. Political Twist, by the way, won the Reynoso Futurity earlier this year. And if he wins the Los Al 2 million, Mike, he'll become the first 2 million winner to have begun his career by winning any type of Grade 1 race at Reynoso Downs. So La Feliz Montaña, after accomplishing something special with FDD Dreams, now looking to see Political Twist do something that had never been done, be a Grade 1 winner at Reynoso and then win the 2 million futurity. But it won't be easy. Number 9 and 4, the fastest qualifier for trainer Chris O'Dell. He is the fifth full brother, sired by Favorite Cartel out of Remember Me Rose, to qualify to the 2 million futurity. Two of his brothers have won this race before, Bomb Cyclone and Cyber Attack. Mm. And Chris O'Dell says that every day this horse gets better and better and reminds him more and more of his brothers. On the outside post, number 10, Just I'm Worth It. He is the only horse to qualify to the Ed Burke, the Golden State Million, and the 2 million. He won the Ed Burke, and he's perfectly positioned. He's going to love that outside post. He's another horse that comes flying late. Mm-hmm. And we do have another futurity winner in this field. From the inside, number 1, Beautiful, won the kindergarten earlier this year at 300 yards. And can this filly now show that super late kick to win at 400 yards and 2 million futurity? It's going to be a great field, but it probably goes through number 7, Political Twist, and number 9, Enforce, Mike.
And post time for tonight's Los Alamitos 2 million futurity, 8:51 Pacific. How about a best bet for radio, Orlando?
Yeah, I'll go to race number 2. First post is 5:35. We are going to kick in 10,000 into the pick six. I'm gonna go a race earlier before we start that pick six with the 3, Roman Empress, trainer Jesus Uranga. He is such a dominant horseman at 1,000 yards. Salvador Vargas has had a nice season here, a young rider. Roman Empress has looked really good at 1,000-yard distance. Horses in form. Has won 2 races, has finished in the money 9 times out of 16 starts this year. I'll go with the 3, Roman Empress, 5-2 in race number 2 tonight, Mike.
And post time for race 2 at Los Al, 6:03 Pacific. I'll leave you with this, Orlando. Merry Christmas to you and your family, and sleep in next Sunday because you don't have to mess with this radio show. We're going to take a pass a week from today.
I enjoy doing it, Mike. You do a tremendous job. Thank you for having those be a part of the show.
Okay, we'll see you later on today, Orlando. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. See you soon.
You bet. We'll hit our final break this hour. Next hour, we kick things off with Kurt Hoover from FanDuel TV, the legendary Ed Burghardt, Andy Harrington. That's all in the first 30 minutes. We'll come out of this break real quick, like, with Matthew DeSantis from Naira Betts. He's got a best bet somewhere for us. Don't go away. Frustration.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a...
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County. It's the Los Alamitos Winter Thoroughbred Meet with outstanding daytime racing through closing Sunday. 10 races are on tap with a special 12 p.m. first post. Sunday's closing card will be headed by the King Glorious for Calbred. And remember, with Sunday's closing day, we'll have mandatory payouts on all multi-race wagers. Join us for the closing day of the Los Alamitos Winter Meet. And when the sun goes down, the fun continues with live nighttime racing at Los Alamitos. Sunday's card will feature the running of the Los Alamitos 2 Million Futurity, California's richest race for quarter horses. Golden State Million winner Enforce is the fastest qualifier and will headline this outstanding field. Plus Grade 1 winners Political Twist and Jess I'm Worth It. The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues at Los Alamitos. 10 races are set for closing Sunday. First post is 12 noon. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halualoha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Kimo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleKimo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Kimo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
We know the story, how the wheel goes round. Don't let them take it to the man.
And welcome back. Final segment, hour one, Thoroughbred LA. Let's get back to New York. We're getting close to the Big A Aqueduct. They're not running, but Matt DeSantis is playing on behalf of Naira Betts, and he joins us right now. Hey, Matt, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. How cold is it back there, Matt?
It is about 25 degrees, but here's the real kicker. It's windy, and, yeah, there's a lot of that white stuff in the air, too. So we got about 3 inches of snow last night.
Yeah, so everybody just take a deep breath. Take it easy. When do y'all resume?
We won't resume, actually, until December 26th. So all of us from the Big A wish everybody a very Merry Christmas, obviously.
And back at you from out here, Matthew. Well, listen, those horses that were entered on the 8-race card today, they'll be back in soon enough, and we'll look for you guys the day after Christmas. Who do you like for the listeners today, Matthew, anywhere?
Yeah, we're going to go to Oaklawn Park. And I really like, first of all, I love that Oaklawn Park is back running, love their meet. Let's go to race number 4, 2:55 p.m. Eastern, 11:55 p.m. a.m. Pacific time. It's a maiden special weight race going 6 furlongs, and I really like a bit of a long shot. The number 3, Spike the Punch. Listen, I'm not advising people to do that during the holiday party, but I like the horse quite a bit. Cody Rosen is the trainer. This is a $300,000 son, a practical joke, out of a mare who produced a really precocious first out foal. So I just think there's a lot to like here. The horse has a bullet 5 furlong work over the track at Oaklawn. Jamie Torres up on the mount. The number 3, Spike the Punch, 8-1, I think presents outstanding value in race number 4 today at Oaklawn Park.
Thank you, Matthew DeSantis. And once again, how can we get signed up for Naira Betts?
Absolutely. Download the Naira Betts app or go to NairaBetts.com. Use the promo code BONUS200. Get up to a $200 deposit match bonus and take advantage of all of our promos all over the country every day.
Hey, Matt, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thanks so much for your contributions, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks so much for having me, Mike. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you all.
I appreciate it very much. We'll step away just for a couple of minutes. Kurt Hoover from FanDuel, as noted, going to join us right out of the break. Don't go away.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's. You'll be glad you did.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County. It's the Los Alamitos Winter Thoroughbred Meet with outstanding daytime racing through closing Sunday. 10 races are on tap with a special 12 p.m. first post. Sunday's closing card will be headed by the King Glorious for Calbred. And remember, with Sunday's closing day, we'll have mandatory payouts on all multi-race wagers. Join us for the closing day of the Los Alamitos Winter Meet. And when the sun goes down, the fun continues with live nighttime racing at Los Alamitos. Sunday's card will feature the running of the Los Alamitos 2 Million Futurity, California's richest race for quarter horses. Golden State Million winner Enforce is the fastest qualifier and will headline this outstanding field. Plus Grade 1 winners Political Twist and Jess I'm Worth It. The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues at Los Alamitos. 10 races are set for closing Sunday. First post is 12 noon. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than 3 decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing,
visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin Sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin Sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin Sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin Sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin Sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin Sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin Sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Think you've got what it takes to out-handicap the field? Now you can prove it, because TwinSpires tournaments are available in the app. Play feeders, cash games, or go big with qualifiers for the biggest handicapping contest in the country, all from the palm of your hand. TwinSpires tournaments, where bragging rights meets bankrolls. Get in the game today on the TwinSpires app. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose, Rising.
Has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halualoha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jurzen. Once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us, and happy holidays, Merry Christmas, wherever you may be, on this closing day of the very brief Los Alamitos winter meeting. Main event today, it's the 14th running of the $100,000 King Gloria Stakes, California-bred two-year-olds at a flat mile, and it's a good betting race, as are a number of these events on the 10-race program. Let's go ahead now and say hello to Kurt Hoover on behalf of FanDuel TV. You can catch him in the paddock between races, before the races, at Los Alamitos in Del Mar on the simulcast feed. Kurt Hoover, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. Looking forward to closing day. Wish the meet was a couple weeks longer. I love this winter meet at Los Alamitos. We got a nice card to close things out today.
It's such a quick meet, Kurt, but I got to mention, Doug O'Neill and Bob Baffert dead heated atop the very brief standings. Doug had two on Friday, I believe. He had a winner yesterday, and, you know, Mr. Baffert ran 1-2-3 in yesterday's Los Alamitos Futurity. They're tied for the training lead at 4, and, boy, Doug would have to be the odds-on favorite maybe to win it, because Bob's not he's not in action today, but Doug's got 6 head entered in 6 different races, so he's got a lot of shots.
Yeah, Doug's got lots of live horses. My couple of morning line favorites on today's card. Yeah, I was thinking when you were talking about the feature, the King Glorious, Mike, that was the last stakes race ever run at the late, great Hollywood Park.
Yep.
And it was won by California Chrome on that Sunday afternoon. Hard to believe, Mike, that was 12 years ago when that race was run at Hollywood Park. A lot of history were there.
Yeah, December 22nd, 2013, correct?
Yeah, you're correct, Mike, right.
I remember it well. Well, let's talk about today's King Glorious and Doug O'Neill. He takes the blinkers off Pavlovian. Obviously, you got to throw out the last race. Juan Hernandez came off right after they came out of the gate going 7/8. He stretches out, as do so many of them today. Kurt, I thought in looking at the tape, his race two back, an A other than allowance on October 4th, boy, that was, I thought, a huge effort. He was second, beat a length and three quarters by Ocean Bear. He finished a half length in front of Can't Help Myself, who came back and ran in that Golden State Juvenile. He's the second choice, is Pavlovian, at 7-2, a Redham Racing homebred, trained by Doug, and he'll be handled today for the first time by Armando Ayuso.
Good race, Mike. I didn't have a real strong opinion in the race. I mean, Can't Help Myself, I thought, was the horse to beat. He's improving. Each race has been a little bit better. Definitely bred the route by Violent and Uncle Momare. Pavlovian, I thought, like you said, ran very well back on October 4th. I even thought the maiden, John Metcalf, had a look. I mean, I know he's a maiden, but I don't know if that's that big a deal. Each of his races has been a little bit better. I thought he ran well at Del Mar. He looks to me like a horse who's kind of figuring things out. Was a little bit green early on. So I could make a case for probably at least half the field in there.
Yeah, and John Metcalf, you know, he gets services of Juan Hernandez. Even the horse on the outside, I know it's a maiden 32, that he broke his maiden last time out, but I liked his gameness. He battled back inside. And, Kurt, in looking at that race, the 1-2 finishers in that maiden 32, November 7th, they were 8 lengths clear of the third horse. So maybe that race, a little bit better than it looks on paper, got a decent buyer of 56. So top to bottom, I think it's just a really good race. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, even the two-horse Smoovin' Saturday, I don't know what went into the trainer change. This horse won first out for Michael McCarthy for Redham Racing. Was very green, and I thought still got the job done, and that was with Jonathan Thomas. Out of a good producing mare, Smoove It, a Scoretti mare. So top to bottom, I think you can make a little case for just about anyone in the field. A very good way to close out the card and the pick six this afternoon.
I know it. And, you know, Smoovin' Saturday, hey, he's only run once, but he came away as much the best in that Calbred maiden allowance. Now, he was trained by Michael McCarthy, as you noted, now with Jonathan Thomas. Mike now is one of these guys. This is one of these high woo. It's a withdrawal of a permitted medication, but the thing is supposed to be completely out of their system at 10 days. It's an unfortunate thing, and we look forward to Mike being back in action real quick opening day at Santa Anita.
Yeah, for sure, Mike. Like you said, minor thing. So
totally.
In name with Jonathan Thomas, right? And what you talk about Paul Redham pedigree, right? I'll have another of a Scoretti mare. So, yeah, good way to wrap up a very challenging card today.
Kurt, the pick six yesterday, there was a modest carryover of just under 9,000. and it paid pretty good, $16,000 and change yesterday.
Hey, great, Mike. I played a decent-sized ticket. The two horses I singled both won. The Dean Pedersen horse, who I thought couldn't lose, and the Maiden 20 won for fun, and then singled a Litmus Test in the feature. Those were 2 4-to-5 shots, and you got $13,000. The tricky part was coming up with the Maiden winner that had been beaten in Wyoming 5 times. I don't know how that horse was only 5-to-1. And then the winner last race just got overlaid in a wide-open race. So, again, Mike, I know it's the soapbox I always up on, but it's the value of the $2 pick six. That's
no
why
doubt.
It pays that, right? That's why it pays $13,000, because you got to make decisions. You got to narrow your ticket. I had to narrow my ticket, and I missed those two horses. But a really good return in yesterday's pick six. Again, that's with two short-priced horses winning.
Yeah, I mean, one of them, the odds-on favor for Dean Pedersen, what a gift, was claimed by Victor Garcia. You were there yesterday. Was there a shake on that horse?
I don't know if there was or not, Mike. I it's funny because Dean Pedersen did that twice at the meet where he had, and it makes sense when all you consider everything, a Harris homebred for the late John Harris. He dropped in for 20. He passed Del Mar with both those horses, 1-to-1 opening weekend and 1-to-1 this weekend, and they both won nicely. As to whether they're good claims where they go, those are always tough to read, as you know. But you got the starter conditions now. Victor Garcia doesn't claim many, and it's had a good year, so we'll see where that horse ends up. But that Dean Pedersen did that with two horses at the meet to drop like that and one for fun.
And, Kurt, before we get along any further, I mentioned in hour one, but we start early today.
Yeah.
A 10-race card. We got a big race on the back end of the quarter horse program. They're under restrictions to get things done, I think, by 10 o'clock. So first post time today, the first of 10 thoroughbreds, is at 12 noon.
Yeah, it is at 12 noon, Mike. I know. I was stepping out of the shower as the phone rang from the radio station, so I timed it just right.
Well,
I had to get on the road when I'm done with you.
I'm glad we're not Skyping or whatever they call that now.
Right.
It is just radio, which is a beautiful thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, Kurt, good memories. The Los Alamitos Futurity over to Los Alamitos, and the white-haired guy, he just continues his reign of sheer dominance. As John Hardoon said about an hour ago, let's don't wait any longer. Just rename it the Baffert Futurity. Combined, he's won this race 15 times.
It's amazing, Mike, when you think back to the history of the race, known for years, the Cash Call Futurity, the Hollywood Futurity. Litmus Test was impressive, Mike, but I thought the runner-up ran really well. I know he's still a Maiden, but
Blacksmith,
that horse ran like, it looks, he ran like a horse who's kind of figuring things out and going to get better. I mentioned to Baffert in the post-race interview, I brought up the Champion of Champions, because, of course, that was run last night, and Baffert said, you know what, I won that back in 1986. I thought it doesn't get any better than this. This is the top of the world. I can't do any much more than this. You know, that was 35, 40 years ago, right, Mike? But that shows, you know, Baffert's roots are still at Los Al, and a big deal. I know, you know, he's won a lot of races and so forth and so on, but to win that race, Champion of Champions night, that's still a big deal.
Yeah. I think his first Champion of Champions was the Gold Coast Express, Kurt.
Yeah, I believe you're right, Mike. A Palomino horse, a really, really striking, good-looking horse. Yeah, and Bob has brought that horse up before with him when we've been talking. He still has a real fond spot for that horse. Again, that's when Bob had just come from the Arizona Fairs and, you know, the bottom of the barrel racing and getting to Los Al. That was the big time, Mike. When you get to that place in the 80s, I was telling that story to somebody yesterday when I first went to Los Al. It was 1979. I was in high school. Mm-hmm. Me and my buddies drove out there, and it was harness action, but we pulled in that parking lot. And, you know, at that time, there was nothing else there. There was Los Alamitos, the starting
gate. It was a big parking lot.
Street. It was a big deal, Mike, and those lights, you know, on the front were on. And I said, man, we're coming to the big racetrack. This is a big deal. So in a way, I know that feeling when I first got to Los Al. You figure, wow, this is big-time night racing. There's a bunch of adults here smoking and drinking, and this is a good time, right?
Yeah, well, it is all these seasons. Anyway, Kurt, I'll digress a little bit further.
Yeah.
You mentioned the fairs. I'll say this. It has nothing to do with horse racing. But there is a page one story, today's L.A. Times, about fairs, county fairs in the state of California. And apparently there has been an awful lot of financial impropriety statewide.
Well, that does not surprise me, Mike.
Starting way up there in Redwood Country at Humboldt County and working your way down apparently a glaring lack of accountability, but there's going to be some accountability now. It's page one.
Yeah, money comes in one door, Mike, and goes out the back door to a different envelope, right? Yeah. Forgive me if I'm not shocked by that development.
No, not a little bit, Kurt, anywhere. Well, look, let's talk about the card in total today. The pick six races 5 through 10, obviously mandatory payouts. Kurt, do you have any thumbnail advice for anybody going to the races today?
Yeah, it's a tricky card, Michael. You know what's interesting, Mike? Since it's a 10-race card, some of the early races obviously aren't in the pick six. The fourth race to me is a really intriguing race. And I can't remember, Mike, the last time there was a 7-furlong race at Los Alamitos. I mean, that is just not written. So maybe somebody asked for it. I didn't look if it was in the book as a 7-furlong race, but that is really rare. And what it did is bring out an extremely tough field. Craig DeLoss has got a pair. Martin Valenzuela's got a pair. Mark Glatt, Brinkerhoff. It's just a really good race. I don't have a strong feel. I just thought it's one of the better races on the card. And, Mike, I'm kind of glad it's not in the pick six because, to me, it's an all kind of race. They're all good horses.
Exactly. I thought the same exact thing. And right? You want a horse who you think is going to be finishing because it is 7-8. Right. So
yeah, and we just don't run those races, Mike. So I'm going to look in the book when I get done and see if that was in a book like that or somebody asked for it. You know, it's just an intriguing race. Really, really good race. I'm really glad it's not in the pick six because it's a very tough race.
All right, that's the windup. Here's the pitch. What's your best bet for radio?
Let's go to the sixth race, Mike, right in the heart of the pick six. 6.5 furlong, good cowbred allowance race, and a mare I have always liked. Number 5, Wish They All Could Be, with Hector Pullman now. She is an absolute professional race mare. To me, Mike, she's the kind of mare that one day is going to be a really good brood mare. She's 9-33 in her career. She's won at Los Al. She's run well twice at Los Alamitos. Looks to me like Palma's given her some time after that Del Mar race. She's run well with a freshening in the past. She's not a speed horse, but she's not a plotter. She's going to get that great tactical trip. And because it's a very tough race, I think we'll get 3-1. She's second choice on Ed Burkhart's morning line, Mike. So whether it's the Beach Boys or the David Lee Roth version, let's go for Wish They All Could Be, number 5 this afternoon, 6th race.
All right, and Kurt, my long shot in the same race, it's Jerry Hollendorfer, Kazushi Kimura, just outside of that number 6 Current Affair, who trains at Los Alamitos, 15-1 on Eddie B's line. It's a good betting race, a good betting card, closing day at Los Al. Kurt, I'll see you over there.
I'll see you over there, Mike. Thanks, and look forward to closing day.
You bet. Kurt Hoover with us, and now we get up to Laughlin, Nevada, say hello to the aforementioned Ed Burkhart, legendary retired voice of Los Al, and now the morning line maker day and night. Hey, Eddie, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Mike. It's beautiful up here, about 75 degrees. Got my shorts on, ready to go watch some football games and watch some horse racing coming in from Los Alamitos day and night as well. So beautiful weather up here today.
Ed, no offense, but with shorts on, I'm glad we're doing radio. I couldn't bear to watch. But anyway, let's talk about the Los Alamitos $2 million. Your thoughts on this 10-horse field that you know anchors this 8-race card tonight, post time 8:51.
Yes, Mike, I think it's one of the better Los Alamitos $2 million fields we've had in a long, long time. We have a horse called Political Twist. Really like the way that Political Twist won the trial. Was beaten only ahead in the All-American Futurity, won the Rio Dos of Futurity prior to that, and the same connections that won with FDD Dreams last night in the Champion of Champions. So Political Twist, the horse to beat. And Christopher O'Dell has a horse that won the Golden State Million Futurity in the same race, drawn towards the outside, the number 9 horse in Force, that I think has a big chance as well. So I think one of those two is definitely going to win the Futurity here tonight.
Do you have a best bet on the nighttime card? And then I'll ask you the same thing for the daytime, Eddie.
Yeah, I got a best bet on the nighttime card in race number 5. At 9 to 2 in the morning line, number 3, Don't Tell Mama, drops in for a claiming tag for the first time. Had trouble last time out, and any one of the prior races should be able to beat this field. The odds should be fair, wide-open betting affair, but Don't Tell Mama in race number 5 at Los Alamitos. I love a horse in race number 6. I'm going to try to beat Kurt Hoover and try to beat you. I really like Lovin' on the Run. It's my best bet of the meet, in fact, during the daytime. Both times the horse has gone from turf back to dirt, have been victorious. 2 wins at Los Alamitos, and I think with Edwin Maldonado aboard, Doug O'Neill's been on fire. I like Lovin' on the Run. And for anybody playing on a pick six today, the race number 7, Mike, a maiden claiming race. Got 2 horses with really good workouts from the SoCal Workout Report. E. Grayson, who's much improved in the workouts. And the Legacy Ranch has a horse that doesn't have a lot of speed, but stage runs worked a lot better than those times would indicate. Came 23.3 last quarter back on November the 23rd. So I would use both of those horses if you're playing a pick six today. There is a mandatory payout.
Okay, early post, 12 noon, daytime. Ed Burkhart says, let's go to the 6th race and make it number 2, Lovin' on the Run. Post time for that, 2:30 Pacific. Hey, Ed, Merry Christmas to you, Marcia, the entire family. We'll talk soon. All the best.
Great, Mike. Thanks to you.
All right, we'll close this segment out with our good friend Andy Harrington, private clocker on behalf of National Turf. We understand he's idle right now, so I don't know if he's standing at a counter in the mezzanine there at Santa Anita or ensconced at his box seat right past the wire in close proximity to Gary Young and company. Andy, good morning. How are things there at Santa Anita?
Soupy, dense fog. They actually closed the track for works. The first time I've ever recalled that, a little before 8 o'clock. I'm in the parking lot right now, ready to get out of here. But there was, you couldn't see a thing. I mean, sometimes with the fog, I can see the 16th fold of the wire and at least get some IDs and some general sense how they're going. And even if they don't make the tab, at least maybe I have something. But I couldn't even see that. And it was true yesterday also. We didn't have clearing conditions till almost 9 o'clock yesterday. Well, today was even worse.
It's amazing. I saw the notice today, and I thought, well, you know, and they didn't close the window totally with the notice, but I was thinking maybe the fog will lift, enough that, the final go between 9:15 and 10 o'clock, there'll be some guys able to work, but the visibility is still negligible, huh?
No, it was thicker all morning long than yesterday, and it continued. So I packed it in. I did a good fight of sitting there staring into nothing for 4 hours. So I did it as long as I could. So we're gonna wave the white flag and come back and get it tomorrow.
Well, even though you're instrument rated, you're doing a good thing. Take a pass. But listen, it's closing day at Los Alamitos. Any strong thoughts on this 10 race card?
Yeah, you know, if you look in the second race, there's a horse I've always kind of liked in here. It's from the Martin Valenzuela barn, Manitou-ish. It's been running. It's a 7-year-old, soon to be 8. I think they're basically, putting him in a realistic spot. He's run over his head forever and won some big races against pretty good allowance foes over here. Now they put it in for 16. And like I said, it's going to be 8 in a couple weeks. Martin's got everything out of him. He didn't run as bad as it looks last time. He was kind of parked wide and he kind of got floated even wider coming in the lane. And he really wasn't persevered with much the last 1/8 of a mile. And this is, like I said, a massive drop from that last race against Mining District and before that Elwood Blues. So I thought 6-1 was a pretty reasonable price in this field in here. So we're going to go in the second race with the number 2 horse, Manitou-ish.
Taking a huge drop in class and a horse that trains year-round at Los Alamitos for Martin Valenzuela Jr. Edgar Payeras, good to see him back in a winner's circle yesterday. Post time for race 2 at 12:30. Early first post, 12 noon, as we've noted several times. Andy, let's talk about nationalturf.com, and I think there's going to be a great deal of interest leading into opening day at Santa Anita the day after Christmas.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of horses on the track. I think they're going to be good as far as horse population, and hopefully the workout report that I put out will reflect that. It's nationalturf.com, and you get basically a scouting report with grades of all the horses that I've seen, and try to give you a little information that you might not find in the racing form and in other publications such as that. So nationalturf.com.
And Andy, before you and I adjourn, first, Merry Christmas to you and your missus, your entire family. We will not be on air next week, and I have to digress just a little bit. Talking about the fog, I was told this by he's no longer there, but he was a veteran employee. I'll tell you, it was Jeff Tufts, longtime, highly respected morning line maker at Santa Anita. Santa Anita, for decades, they used to have a pre-race, like a Christmas holiday party, a stag event. And it was in the old Turf Club director's room, and the bug juice was in abundance. It was a very foggy evening. I'm going to guess 1968-9 in there. And a very notable Southern California broadcaster, whose name will not be mentioned, had been well served and then went out to his vehicle to leave. And the fog completely engulfed the parking lot. There was no mall at that time. So his instincts told him, go to the outside fence. So that's what he did. And he took the entire perimeter around at about 5 miles an hour, because that's so he could see that outside fence. And he finally made it over to Baldwin Avenue, no 210 freeway at that time. But then he was on his way, we're happy to report, without incident. That's a true story, Andy, I'm told.
Wow, that doesn't surprise me at all. At least I got a little exercise and burned some of that bug juice off.
Well, the window's open, you know, and you're bearing down and so on. So the main thing is there was no problem. He made it. And we have as well, although I have 30 minutes to go. Andy, thanks so much, man. All the best, and really appreciate you throughout the year. All right, Andy Harrington, and we'll go ahead and hit our penultimate timeout here in hour two of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Coming back strong with Bruce Finkelstein from Las Vegas. Bob Mazursky, then out of that final break, it'll be Toby Callett and Jonathan Ardoon. This is Thoroughbred LA.
You can stand me up at the gates of
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Almond Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting, Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Kimmel's, you'll be glad you did.
Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, on closing day of the Los Alamitos Winter Meet. Listen, folks, if you're watching radio, if you're watching television, listen to radio, you're probably aware that a Toyotathon sales event is ongoing now nationwide, and that certainly includes David Wilson's Toyota of Orange and South Bay Toyota. If you get into Toyota of Orange, say hello to my good friend Robert Householder. All makes and models. Can't say enough about David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. Go to their website, toyotaoforge.com. You're going to see about 4,000 reviews there. I can tell you from multiple personal experiences, you're never going to beat the deal. You're never going to beat the follow-up. And it's just a professional experience. It really is. At David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, if you're in the OC, they're on Tustin at Catella. The number to call is 714-639-6750. That's David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. And listen, folks, if you're a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, you need to know about the Data Eel. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. The Data Eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use Data Eel to enhance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The Data Eel algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or horseracingsimple.com. Right now we say hello to Bob Mazursky, simply one of the top public handicappers of the last 50 years anywhere in America. You can catch his full graded handicap and Bob's own morning line in all the Southern California news group papers every racing day in SoCal. Bob M., good morning. Merry Christmas to you and Amy and the entire family.
Thank you, Mike. Same to you and your family, your boys.
Really appreciate it.
Looking forward to closing day today. It should be a great day. A lot of, like you guys said with Kurt, a lot of competitive races today, and the stakes race looks wide open.
I mean, you know, I'm going to be doing the pre-race thing with Kurt today at 11 o'clock, and so I was really bearing down on a lot of races, looked at a lot of video yesterday, and yeah, you know, you'd like fuller fields in some spots, but in some of these races, I have a tough time eliminating horses, and that's the one thing you're always trying to do when you're thinking about going to the window. Well, that horse is not going to win, and, you know, some of these races, they're just very competitive top to bottom.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, I think there's one race where there's a horse that kind of stands out. I thought Auditory in the eighth race stands out over the horses she's running against. But otherwise, I think the pick six is pretty competitive.
And that's going to be Edgar Pierres and Antonio Flores. I took a shot with Rousing Jewel second in that race. Bob, for radio, tell us what's on your mind.
I'm going to go to the – I know you and Kurt were talking about the 7/8 race earlier and how wide open it is. And I'll say this about the 7/8. They try to ride them here, and they just don't fill. So I'm glad we were able to get one to fill today, because I think 7/8 is a good distance here up the long chute there. I like number 4, Code Duello, for Craig DeLossi. This horse has had success both at night and at day. I think he's going to make the lead in this spot. I think he's the quickest horse early if they want to put him on the lead. So I think he's a good shot to maybe take these all the way, number 4, Code Duello, in race 4.
In race 4, and we got Coach Cronin in there. Always good to see him back in. A 5-year-old gelding. He's 5-2 on the morning line. And I thought a really nice comment from a guy that, you know, most people don't know, but he's the chart taker for Equibase here in Southern California, Curtis Treese. And his comment on Coach Cronin, he was 7-2. He ended up running kind of an even race, 7th, beat 6.5 lengths in a Calbred A of the Den. He said, bump stretch, disliked the kickback. And that's the kind of stuff you want to know. And it doesn't show up in just the numbers.
Well, that's right. You know, some horses get inside and they're used to being up close, and then they get behind horses and they get that third kickback in their face and they don't care for it. So that might be an excuse for him. And this is one of the few horses. This might be the first horse Mark Glatt's run at the meet. So that's an interesting thing.
And you're going to take number 4, Code Duello, in race 4. Bob, I went to the outside horse, Gypsy Tears. I just like the fact he's 2-for-2 lifetime at Los Alamitos, and he does have the best last-out buyer for 16 claiming. It was an 81 buyer. That's a big number, and they take a big jump in class today up to 32,000. But another one of these very, very competitive races. Race 4 goes at 130. And, hey, Bob Baffert rolls on with the big money down, but short meet, and we got a little bit of a face-off with the trainer's race, but Bob's not going to be participating. Doug O'Neill's got 6 horses in, and they're tied at 4 here coming into closing day.
Yeah, I mean, I would think if Doug can manage to win one, he's going to win the title, and, you know, he's the leader for the year as well going into today for the 3 meets. Mm-hmm. He's 2 up on Steve Knapp. And then Armando Ayuso has a slight lead over Juan Hernandez for the jockey title. Kazushi Kimura is right there with 4. So that could fall any one of those 3 guys, I think, in the last day.
Armando's got 6 wins?
Yes.
Okay, Juan 5.
Juan has 5, and then Kimura 4.
I appreciate that. And again, pardon me, Bob, again, Merry Christmas and all the best to your family. Thank you so much for everything you do throughout the year. Really appreciate it.
Karen, we'll see you soon.
You as well. All right, we'll hit our final break, and then we're heading to South Florida. Going to say hello to a very cheerful Toby Callett, and then take 2 with Jonathan Hardoon from Saratoga Springs. Stay with us. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County. It's the Los Alamitos Winter Thoroughbred Meet with outstanding daytime racing through closing Sunday. 10 races are on tap with a special 12 p.m. first post. Sunday's closing card will be headed by the King Glorious for Calbred. And remember, with Sunday's closing day, we'll have mandatory payouts on all multi-race wagers. Join us for the closing day of the Los Alamitos Winter Meet. And when the sun goes down, the fun continues with live nighttime racing at Los Alamitos. Sunday's card will feature the running of the Los Alamitos 2 Million Futurity, California's richest race for quarter horses. Golden State Million winner Enforce is the fastest qualifier and will headline this outstanding field. Plus Grade 1 winners Political Twist and Jess I'm Worth It. The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues at Los Alamitos. 10 races are set for closing Sunday. First post is 12 noon. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by The Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at The Bit.
Segment Thoroughbred Los Angeles. A programming note: we will not be with you a week from today. We'll be back opening weekend at Santa Anita in 2 weeks. John Lindo, Bob Ike will be right here next Saturday. They'll be previewing the entire opening day card from 9 to 10. Entries to be taken this coming Friday for opening day at Santa Anita. And listen, if your openings are restricted, and I'm talking about your plumbing situation, be it residential or commercial, folks, be proactive. Don't wait till it gets to be a crisis situation. Call my good friends at Western Rooter. They are available 24/7 year-round. If you mention Thoroughbred LA on, to them, Thoroughbred LA on the radio, they'll knock 10% off your total invoice. I would encourage you to go to their website. They've got over 400 five-star reviews, and I know a lot of people who've used them. I have myself on multiple occasions, both commercially and residential. They're on time and under budget, and I really, really mean that. The number to call there with Western Rooter is 626-648-5499. Again, tell them you heard about it here on Thoroughbred LA Radio. They'll knock 10% off your total invoice. Family-owned for more than four decades by the father and son team of Larry and John Batala, along with my good friends Mike and Jenny Glenn. Western Rooter, the best in the West. The best in the Southeast joins us right now. Toby Callett, somewhere near Gulfstream Park, Toby's Turf Club. Toby, good morning. I understand you're off the grass today at Gulfstream.
Yes, we are. Again, it rained overnight, like John Hardoon mentioned earlier. So, it's the way it goes. So we'll just have to make do. The only problem I have is I like a horse in the nightcap, and John Hardoon likes one, and I respect his horse. Matter of fact, picked him second. And John Hardoon, he's pretty tough in the nightcaps. He put over layabout in the last race last night at 7:40. So I'm really going to be going up against a hot hand.
I'm glad you acknowledge that. He's been terrific on radio, and Toby, you do a great job yourself. I understand you did receive a holiday package in the last couple of days that kind of keep you going through the holidays.
Wow, it came all the way directly from across the Pacific, right from the shores of Oahu, and Juan Hernandez, he's going to have to strap on his seatbelt to keep up with me leaving the game.
You're buffed out with the Uncle Chemos. I'm glad to hear it. Well, Toby, off the turf and so on, a 9-race card at Gulf. Where do you want to go for radio today?
Well, one of the few races that are playable that have a decent-sized field is the nightcap. And in here, I like the 8, Accelerize. It's a Todd Pletcher trainee who had missed 8 months and winds up, he ran in November, came up a short horse. Is trained a few times in the interim, actually 4 works in the interim. I think that he should be tighter today. Irad Ortiz reunites. His main rival is the John Hardoon selection, the 5, Swashbuckle. I think a nice exacta box here would still make you some money. The 2, Beastly Speed, and the 3, Captain Denny, come off my horses to watch list. Mm-hmm. So it's 8, 5, 2, 3. You know what, Mike? It could be all you and me.
today's ninth at Gulfstream Park.
You mentioned Irad Ortiz. He rides your top selection here in the ninth, Accelerize for Todd Pletcher. Checking the Pollock report, Irad knocked down his 1,000th career victory at Gulfstream yesterday, and he's going to be ensconced there for the winter.
Yes, as I've mentioned a couple of times last week, briefly and on yesterday's show, the jocks room at Gulfstream, it's completely different than it had been. There's no Paco Lopez. This is 2 years in a row that Jose Ortiz has taken his tack to the fairgrounds, which business-wise looks like it was a great idea for him. Mm-hmm. Luis Saez is going to ride at Oaklawn this winter. So, you know, we've got the old standards of Javier Castellano and Johnny Velasquez that obviously still have plenty of talent. They don't take quite as many mounts as Irad does. But then it thins out. You know, you've got Tyler Gaffalone, who's here. You know, the regular guy like Edgard Zayas, who rides plenty of winners, more so in the summer than the winter, but has enough talent. And as we mentioned before about Amicio Jaramillo, he's going out your way. So the jock room dynamics at both first racing properties, east and west, they're going to be a little different this winter. And I think it'll be better for you guys, you know, having a little more variety here. Irad Ortiz already rides a lot of winners. He's just going to ride more. I think it'll detract from the value. Plus, the field sizes so far have been scarily small, and I don't know where they're going to grow. So we'll do the best we can, as we always do, and a winner's a winner.
Toby, you talked about Jaramillo, and through December 11th, I should say, he's on top of the early standings there at Gulfstream. He's going to be represented starting December 26th here at Santa Anita by Tom Canoes. And talking with Tom, you know, through the week, he's gotten a lot of feedback on some of the positive things were said about this jock on the radio, and greatly appreciated. So, Toby, those were your heartfelt observations. You said he's a great gate rider, and you think he's going to fit well here in Southern California.
Well, I've had a theory. I thank you for that. I've had a theory for many years, or an idea, of course, that would never be instituted. Is, you know, like how when you get a driver's license and then you want to drive an 18-wheeler, you have to get a different license. I always thought that jocks should have to be licensed for the turf and the dirt. And, you know, if you watch some of the greater turf riders and then you watch guys that really never moved horses up on the grass, or you'll take a guy like Hector Berrios, you know, turf rider. He rides the dirt pretty well, too. Fact of the matter is that Jaramillo, he rides really, really well on the grass as well. That's something
that right?
I mentioned before. Oh, yeah. And, you know, sometimes how that course in Arcadia can come up a little speedy. He'll sniff that out quickly. And, you don't want to snooze him on a horse that maybe hasn't shown mm-hmm. a lot of pace in the past in a paceless field. It will be very good for you and the listeners' pockets, and myself included, to not snooze him in spots. He rides both surfaces well. He's not like the next coming of Jerry Bailey, you know, or something like that. Mm-hmm. But he's a very solid rider. He's strong, and he's very tough to get past when he's on the lead. But his greatest talent is he is a tremendous gate rider. Reminds me of the old Walter Blum. In the way back day.
Yeah, and listen, Toby, your check for $200 will be on its way by end of business today. Appreciate those accolades.
No, I know that. Non-compensation. That happened to me once in the paddock years ago at Gulfstream when we did the two-year-old races, and a trainer who I thought was very, very good, and I knew the guy. I respected him. And I gave a big, big push. He walked over. He literally tried to put a $100 bill in my shirt pocket.
Yeah.
I said, no. That's quite all right, you know, and so on and so forth. That's when Todd Shrupp did the paddock.
That's a long time ago.
He was standing there. I think Todd wanted him to give him the $100 instead of me, but it's okay.
I'm sure he did. Hey, Toby, we'll try and get lucky number 8, Accelerize. Irad Ortiz for Todd Pletcher. Ninth and final today at Gulfstream Park. Post time, 4:17 Eastern. Happy holidays, my friend, and we'll talk to you 2 weeks from today. Thank you so much.
not to be ignored. It's Happy Hanukkah for our Jewish listeners out there.
Exactly. Should have mentioned that in specificity. And I also should have noted, with that in mind, Bruce Finkelstein took today off. He's on a cruise with the family, so should have noted that coming into the last segment. Thank you so much, Toby.
That's my pleasure, Mike. Nice chatting with you.
Always. Now take two with Jonathan Hardoon from Saratoga Springs. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. I second that. Tonight is the first night of Hanukkah, so all of our Jewish listeners and anyone that celebrates, tonight is the first night of eight.
And do you head back down to Long Island, John? Is that the plan?
I'm actually there already, Mike.
Oh, okay.
It started snowing on Wednesday last week. I had to get out of town because when it snows there, it snows. And it snowed pretty good out in Long Island as well. As you know, that's why Aqueduct has canceled.
Yeah, yeah. I've never been there, John, but I have to believe the snow removal and everything, they do a good job because they get so much of it, they know what to do.
Yeah, they do a lot better there with 2 feet of snow than they do in the city with 3 inches of snow, because up there they learn how to deal with it, just like you said.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, we've got a 10-race card to deal with here on closing day of the Los Alamitos Winter Meet. A lot of people want to know how you feel about it, John.
I feel good about it, Mike. Actually, I like a race a lot. I like the second race today. 8 horses entered, and I really like the number 5 horse in here, Zombo Bombo. This is a 4-year-old gelding who was claimed 2 starts back by trainer Steve Knapp. And this horse ran 2 big figures since joining the Knapp barn, and he's having another good meet. He's a solid trainer. He always sends him out ready to run. 6-1 on the morning line. Armando Ayuso, who I think is one up in the jocks riding competition. Well, he needs another win to help him get the title, and he's going to get it here in the second race on number 5. Zombo Bombo.
And he's run 2 big races off a $10,000 claim for Steve Knapp. And last time out at this $16,000 level on November 2nd at Del Mar. And Steve Knapp, he's just been a gem of consistency the last 4 or 5 years. He really has, John, gradually upgrading his stable, and he runs them where they belong. There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely, Mike. And as a matter of fact, this horse was beaten by a horse that you like in the 4th race today. Gypsy Tears beat this horse last time out. Mm-hmm. So it will only confirm your selection after he crosses the wire in front, I hope.
Hey, John, on behalf of the listeners, man, thanks for another great year on air. Really. I mean, you've been tremendous.
Well, we do the best we can, and, you know, it's not easy, Mike. It gets tougher by the day, and when you're dealing with everything else involved with the CAW and everything else, it gets tougher, but
I know
you got to grind. It's a grind, Mike. It's a long year, and it's a grind.
Well, that said, and by the way, I want to reiterate, John's top selection for today, closing day at Los Alamitos, comes in race 2, and it's early because we have an early first post of 12 noon. So post time for race 2, right about 12:30. In fact, right at 12:30, John says it's number 5, Zombo Bombo. Let's talk about the lead up to opening day at Santa Anita. It'll also be opening day at Aqueduct. But in the interim, I know JohnHardoon.com, you're going to be all over Oaklawn Park.
Oaklawn and Gulfstream will be on the line every day that they race. And, again, we'll add in the 3rd track, whether it be Fairgrounds or Tampa Bay, whatever it is. But for sure, 2 tracks every day, and they will be Oaklawn and Gulfstream.
Okay, terrific. And tell us about the pricing at JohnHardoon.com, John.
3 best plays, $10. Full car, $25. We haven't raised the price, Mike, in 20 years, and we're not going to start now. That is what it is.
It's amazing. Let's just hope that cooler heads are going to prevail here as we move into the new year. We don't have a racing national commissioner. We've got a lot of rules with Hi-Woo, HISA, and so on. But what makes this game go, it's called pari-mutuel wagering. And I just love your idea, John. Hey, let's don't completely shut the CAWs out, but at 2 minutes to post, all CAW money has got to be in, or they play the way we do.
Exactly. It becomes a fair playing field.
What a novel concept.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, we need, Mike, some more common sense, and that's unfortunately, like Roger used to say, common sense does not apply to this game. But the day they decide to apply common sense, everyone will be a lot better for it.
John, all the best, man. Happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays to you and the entire Hardoon family. Hope you have a great go, and we'll talk on air in 2 weeks.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
And I just want to take this opportunity to once again thank all of our sponsors. Without them, we would not be here. David and Holly Wilson, Pete and Evelyn Perella at Legacy Ranch, Doug and Daniel O'Neill at Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. By the way, Doug was six horses in today. Hope to see him over there. He was interviewed yesterday before a race. I'm hoping to see Doug today. Everybody at Western Rooter, Chris Hames at Data Eel, everybody involved in supporting this radio show, the guys involved at Western Rooter. I know I'm going to be leaving a few people out, but just greatly appreciate the support. And, folks, we appreciate you listening. My sincere thanks again to Chris Monreal, who's headed over to SoFi to watch the Rams win and see if Matthew Stafford can solidify his status as the NFL's MVP here for 2025. All the best to you. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.